This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for June 10th. I'm Paul Plack. The IATA predicts the worldwide airline industry will see an overall profit of $2.5 billion in 2010. An analyst at Frost & Sullivan writes that the Obama administration could tighten drilling regulations, bringing back the oil price nightmare for the airlines. About 230 Swedish airline pilots walked off the job Monday in a protest against plans by four regional airlines there to hire freelance pilots, circumventing work agreements. Airbus and EasyJet will test a new infrared radar, which can detect volcanic ash up to 100 kilometers ahead of an airplane. An appeal of a lawsuit in California has resulted in a ruling that maintenance manuals are not parts of an aircraft, meaning they're not protected from liability claims after 18 years under the General Aviation Recovery Act of 1994. The ILA Berlin Air Show is underway, and Airbus has announced the sale of 32 more A380s to Emirates. That brings that airline's total order for the plane to 90. The Russian government now admits that four guards assigned to watch over the wreckage of the Polish president's official jet took bank cards belonging to some of the 96 victims and used them to steal funds. The FAA reportedly has abandoned, for now, plans to consolidate the Boise, Idaho Tracon into Salt Lake City. Bill Nye, the same one known to millions of television viewers as the Science Guy, will take the helm as the new executive director of the Planetary Society. And Bigelow Aerospace says it's developing what it expects to be the first commercial space station, offering room for up to 36 adventurers in orbit. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the third and final segment of SpaceX CEO Elon Musk's Q&A with reporters following last Friday's successful launch of the Falcon 9. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.